Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to begin by thanking you and the Chair of the informal meeting of experts, Ambassador Biondino, for your excellent work so far on the issue of lethal autonomous weapon systems. The United Kingdom specifically thanks Germany for chairing the 2015 informal meeting of experts that took place the 13th to the 17th of April this year, which allowed for a frank and detailed exchange of views. We would like to thank Ambassador Biondino for volunteering to continue to chair discussions next year. The United Kingdom is of the view that these discussions continue to be relevant and timely. Over recent years, concern has been expressed about possible developments in the field of lethal autonomous weapon systems, and it is right that we give the matter our serious attention. The CCW continues to be the right forum in which to discuss this issue. In its national capacity, the United Kingdom has furthered consideration of lethal autonomous weapon systems over the past year in two ways. First, the United Kingdom hosted a three-day weapons review forum at its Developments, Concepts and Doctrine Centre in Shrivenham earlier this year. The purpose of the forum was to encourage discussion of good practice in relation to the conduct of Article 36 weapons reviews, which the United Kingdom believes is of great relevance to the debate on lethal autonomous weapon systems. It was attended by 12 states which currently undertake such reviews, and one state that is about to, as well as the ICRC, the British Red Cross, and a range of academics and experts. Case studies and national review processes were discussed, as well as the challenges posed by increasingly automated weapons. The forum also considered civil society concerns about weapons reviews, including concerns about lethal autonomous weapon systems. The United Kingdom is grateful to those states, academics and experts who attended the forum and who contributed so frankly to the discussions in open and closed sessions. A process of open and honest discussions between states regarding weapons reviews has begun, and we intend to build upon this strong start with another forum next year. The United Kingdom continues to encourage all states to engage in a legal weapons review process before adopting any weapon system for use by their armed forces. Second, the United Kingdom is currently sponsoring research to understand the wider applications of artificial intelligence and its possible influence on weapons research. The study will consider the ethical and legal challenges that artificial intelligence could pose. We believe this is important if future debate is to be objective and informed. Once complete, the United Kingdom would be happy to share the results of this research at future meetings. I would like to emphasise that this work is not designed to contribute to future development of weapon systems, but to broaden our understanding of the nature of future conflict and the implications for artificial intelligence. The United Kingdom's policy on lethal autonomous weapon systems has not changed. It continues to believe that such systems do not and may never exist. The United Kingdom does not plan to develop lethal autonomous weapon systems and remains committed to maintaining human oversight and control over the use of force. Mr. President, despite informal discussions and research to date, it is clear that further work needs to be done in this area. Only then can we find an appropriate way forward, given the differing views that currently exist about lethal autonomous weapon systems. Given the uncertainties in the current debate, the United Kingdom is not convinced of the value of creating additional guidelines or legislation. Instead, the United Kingdom continues to believe that international humanitarian law remains the appropriate legal basis and framework for the assessment of the use of all weapon systems in armed conflict. We also remain unconvinced of the need to move now to a formal group of government experts. The United Kingdom believes that further discussion at an informal level under the same mandate is needed before the mandate for a more formal group could be considered and agreed appropriately. As such, we propose that the CCW convenes a further informal meeting of experts in 2016 to discuss the topic of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Thank you.